Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the book of Exodus, chapter 23. And I will send the hornet before thee, and it shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the wild animal of the field become many against thee. By a little and a little I will drive him out from before thee, until thou be fruitful and inherit the land. And I will put thy border from the Suf Sea and even to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wilderness even to the river. For I will give into your hand those who dwell in the land, and I will drive them out from before thee. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the book of Joshua, chapter 17. And the sons of Joseph spoke with Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me as inheritance one lot and one region? And I have many people, forasmuch as Yehovah has blessed me hitherto. And Joshua said unto them, If thou hast much people, go thou up to the forest, and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzite and the Rephaim, if Mount Ephraim is too restricted for thee. And the sons of Joseph said, The mountain is not enough for us, and the chariot of iron is with every Canaanite dwelling in the valley, with them of Bethshan and her towns, and with them in the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua said unto the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, Thou hast many people, and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a forest, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings shall be thine, for thou shalt dispossess the Canaanite, that has the chariot of iron, and is strong. Finally, from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 9334. When a man is being regenerated, which is affected by the implanting of spiritual truth and good, and by the removal of the same at the same time of falsity and evil, he is not regenerated hastily, but slowly. The reason is that all things the man has thought, intended, and done from his infancy have added themselves to his life, and have made it, and have likewise formed such a connection among themselves that no one thing can be taken away unless all are taken away at the same time. For an evil man is an image of hell, and a good man is an image of heaven. And the evils and falsities with an evil man have such a connection among themselves as there is among the infernal societies of which he is a part. And the goods and truths with a good man have such a connection among themselves as there is among the heavenly societies, of which he is a part. From this it is evident that the evils and falsities with an evil man cannot be removed from their place suddenly, but only in proportion as goods and truths are implanted in their order and interiorly. For heaven in a man removes hell from him. If this were done suddenly, the man would fail. For each and all things that are in connection and form would be disturbed and would take away his life. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.